So let's talk about Apple. I want to show a video that Ty Lopez recently made.
Ty Lopez.
Cue the video.
I'm pretty sure. I'll make a prediction. Your grandchildren will not know what Apple is. Just like nobody thinks about IBM anymore. Like IBM still exists, but it's not in the collective consciousness. Nobody's gonna remember. Apple's a shitty company. Look, I do like an iPhone. They don't innovate anymore. iMessage, which is a huge tool. It's the worst. I built a company called Bulldozer. It's coming out. We have better texting capabilities, efficiency. Just like WhatsApp is way better. 30 people built WhatsApp. Way better tool. You can create groups, rename the groups, put people in and out of the groups. You can do broadcast lists. None of that you can do. Apple, 100 billion. This is an obsolete bureaucratic company that will disappear. Disappear. It sucks. Unless they change it.
All right. So that was interesting, I thought, because it kind of speaks about what we've been saying with Apple. And Ty Lopez is somebody who, you know, I'm not the biggest Ty Lopez fan in full transparency, because I feel like he's one of these people that I don't know what he's done other than like play basketball with girls in bikinis.
Content vibes,
a lot of content. The Drewski play. Yeah, we saw him buy old businesses. I'm not sure what the return was on that.
Business did he buy?
He had this campaign of how he was trying to.
Yeah, he bought Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, a couple of stores that I don't know. I haven't seen the return on investment. I don't know what the return on investment was, but he was on a campaign doing that.
Allegedly. But like I said, shout out to Ty. You can't.
Not alleged. It's all alleged. We don't have no disrespect. It's alleged.
Nah, I mean, I got no problem with him. Yeah. You know, you can't knock the hustle, but I'm just saying, he strikes me as an internet marketer, but hey, whatever. But that was just an interesting take, because that is kind of in line of what we've been saying. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to beat the dead horse with this Apple situation, but I just saw that on Instagram. Thought it was something interesting. So yeah, the destruction of Apple in real time. Is this what we're witnessing?
If they don't fix this iPhone issue, Tim Cook. Yes, I've said since 2020 that the peak of Apple will be 2034. If they don't fix some of these issues, we may see 2030. But it's very rare for a company to last 30 or 40 years and have peak or pole position. I do think they can make a comeback. I was telling Stock Club yesterday on a call, if they make a hard transition into being like into healthcare, because they need a space in which they can operate as a startup. They've maximized the global smartphone market. Mm-hmm. They need to go into another market where they can be in like an incumbent player and innovate and disrupt there. If they move into healthcare, they'll be fine. As a result, do I think we're seeing the destruction of Apple? If we don't see an adjustment in the next 2 years, they won't have that leadership position anymore, because Microsoft worth like the number two assets in the world right now is gold and then Microsoft. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that probably 8 years ago. But they have to make a strong pivot in order to keep this number one position. But it's a good lesson. You just talked about it in InvestFest. You have to reinvent every year. Like as much we talked about it with Elon and Kanye and Madonna back in the day, and 50 Cent has done it now. You have to reinvent yourself and move into different verticals if you want to still exist. People won't let you have a 40 or 50 year run off the same product.
Yeah, we're starting to see some of those blemishes. I don't know if it's the full on destruction, because even when we talk about assets, yes, gold is number one, Microsoft is number two, but Apple's number three. It's right there. But I feel like it's the first time that we see blemishes, right? Like, we're starting to see some holes in this golden armor, right? When we talk about some of the products that haven't worked, when we talk about some of the rollouts that haven't worked. I know recently maybe we'll get into it, but the iPad ad and them having to pull back on that, we're starting to see stores trying to unionize. I know they fought it off in Jersey, but now there's another one that's popping up in DC. So you're starting to feel like, all right, this golden brand who has so much loyalty.
Same thing Drake went through. The sentiment's changing.
It's starting to feel like there's a change. Yeah. We don't know what the innovation is. We'll talk about the ChatGPT situation. I think you're spot on with the industry, right? Like, how do they get into the next industry? Because one of the other blemishes we saw was, all right, we can't wait till they get into the automotive industry. They're going to have this car. And then it's like, you know what? That's probably not going to be it. We're not doing cars.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go with AI? Well, are they going to create their own? Yes, they got the M4 chip, which is probably one of the strongest semis. But can they create their own, or do we just say, all right, let's just team up with a team that's already doing it? Is that innovation? What they do have at their leisure is capital.
Yeah.
And so you have to believe that something will come from having that amount of capital, either it's an acquisition or they're going to double down in an industry. Like you said, it could be healthcare, probably will be, just because of the data that they have. I think that that has to be the route. We already talked about innovation in the terms of moving from country to country. Yeah, but I think it's going to have to be a new sector for them, or a new industry inside of that one that exists, and they can take market share from. Not dominate right away, but take market share. Because we already know Amazon, when we talk about healthcare, they're there, right? So can you come in and be disruptive? Can you have some market share? I'll be interested to see over the next couple of years, because it won't. The iOS system is the iOS system. The iPhone is the iPhone. We already know what the services industry does. It has to be something else. There needs to be a shakeup.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Vision Pro hasn't worked as well because of price point, sensitivities. Okay. Also, they need some new board members. I was telling Stock Club called us yesterday, like, with the exception of Angela from Burberry, they lost Johnny Ive. Mm-hmm. Huge loss. They haven't added anybody new. That board is still comprised of people that Steve put in that position. I would go after somebody from Lilly and put them on a board, because you need some guidance in the healthcare space. It's not a sexy industry, but I think they can innovate incredibly fast there. They got to make some changes. And I think it's a good rule of thumb every 2 years to like reinvent yourself or your business in some way. And even like with the AirPods, it's more conjecture around if they're healthy or not. The iPad ad you already brought up, people were not feeling that. The iPad in itself, I don't think many people are using it. So they just have to find a way to come up with it with a better product. Yeah. The trading app that they had, they shut down. The car thing, they shut down. It's like, it's,
I mean, this is like I don't want to call it a casualty, but sometimes when your product is that good, do we need a new one? Right. So like, I have the iPad. It still works perfectly.
You don't need a new one every year.
Right. What's the incentive for me to buy a new one? Because now I have a pen that has an extra few features. I don't know if that's the reason.
Which Steve Jobs hated. Like, that's the part, like, they almost try and wipe the memory of him building that company away. Like, they've gone away too far from what their original vision was. Shout out to everybody who works at Apple. If you want to talk innovation, the iOS has gotten better, but it's not a transformational improvement where you're like, I have to have it. Like, even iPhone fans and Apple fans are like, I don't need another iPhone.
Right.
It's bad when your core fan base is like, I don't need another one.
Yeah, and same thing with the Mac sales, right? Do I need a new Mac? My Mac from 2022 is perfect. Do I need a new one? But I think what they've done to kind of offset that is they decided, all right, if we're going to have a slowdown in some of these sales for the iPhone, for the MacBook, for the iPad, is they're putting their own chips inside. And so now you don't spend as much, right? There's not as much outside expenditures, right? Well, there still will be, but until you get to the point where you're just manufacturing your own and you're putting your own chips inside of your devices, that cuts costs long-term. But I don't know if there's a product, unless they decide that the M4 chip is so good that they'll start licensing it out to other companies.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.